Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch, and we're having a wonderful day so far.
We sure are.
The great thing about this program is, which is Christina, she brings in great speakers, so there's tremendous information being given out to our seniors who are listening. Our next guest is Judy Geishall. See, I did that good.
Geishals.
Okay. From here on out, a.k.a. Judy.
Okay.
Just move a little closer. And Judy's a clinical psychologist. And actually, we're going to continue on a little bit of the stuff that Cindy was talking about, but also talking in reference to safety for seniors against scams and things like that, which is very important today. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. Let's start off with how you feel seniors are targeted. And they are targeted, unfortunately.
Yes, they are.
Just we'll start with that.
Well, seniors are people who may have a nest egg,
mm-hmm.
and who may have a combination of things that they own and can sell. The problem is that their isolation, as you were talking about before, keeps them from really knowing who they can trust and who they can't trust. When someone calls or knocks on the door, it feels to them as if they have company.
Right, okay.
And this is something that scammers work on. They indulge and are friendly and nice and talk about the poor children who need help and the different things right after a major catastrophe like the tsunami or 9/11.
Right.
And they get the seniors to feel that there's something they can do to help others. The problem is that the isolation causes them not to ask questions. People who were born in the 20s and 30s and 40s were taught to be polite, not to ask questions, not to in any way challenge the authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get pulled in and they are embarrassed to tell a family member that they have been scammed. And they're afraid to call the police. And most basically, they're afraid that if they don't do what the scammer says they have to do right now, and there's this urgency to it, that they're going to lose the benefits that they have.
Right.
And they're going to be in a worse situation financially. So it's a cycle that goes around and around, and the seniors are susceptible.
Oh, yeah. There's always a time frame, unfortunately.
Right.
And as Cindy was saying now, you know, trying to get people to do stuff, and fix your house, etc. You know, they jump on these things. Or in the winter months, seniors are lonely, so that phone call that comes.
That's right.
They're so appreciative, and how are you today, dear? And next thing you know, you think he's your best friend. Ann?
But we also have very sophisticated scammers who will have identification that when you look at it, you assume, and you know what the word assume indicates, that they are who they are. They may wear a uniform. The media has covered numerous situations here on the island where they are focusing on an older couple, but they say they're there to read the meter. It looks legitimate, and it isn't. How do you know? And that's a big one. I'm scratching my head because how do you know it's the police officer pulling you over who's not a police officer?
That one I don't know. I mean, the other ones, you should initiate everything. The police officer one, I think that is such a terrible thing, these unmarked cars, that you put a light and you pull the person.
Yes.
How many black cars are there? Black is the number one color, I think, for a car. And anybody could buy one of those lights
go flashing.
And they pull you over.
Right.
Some of them actually have uniforms, but that's besides the point. Even if it was, young guy pulling over a girl, some night coming home from a party.
Very serious.
I don't know what the answer is there. That's more of a police question than to you, Judy, but that is a tough one.
But the person looking official and looking legitimate is a very dangerous situation for a senior because, as I was saying before, they were taught to respect authority and to know that there are people who could hurt them if take away their benefits. The government is a strong factor. And so if they are living on a fixed income, this is a problem that they're afraid they're going to lose the little that they have unless they comply.
Right.
And the being complicit is you have to do it right now and it's an emergency. And so they don't have time to really think it through.
Right. I agree. And which is a fear factor. I mean, it's what happens. And everybody wants to be nice. You know, I believe.
Right.
I mean, it's so much easier to be nice than to be mean and to be hurtful, etc. So they have an audience that's just ripe for the picking.
Yes.
Recently, and this is, I really shouldn't even tell the story, but recently we switched from, I think, what do I have? Fios. Whatever. One of them. But the fella came to the door one afternoon. I happened to be home, which was rare. Rang the bell. I opened the door. He had a uniform on. And wanted to know if we wanted to switch back from one to the other. Now, our time was up, coincidentally. So obviously he did know that information. So he was, but that's not the point. I talked to him for a few minutes. I let him in. Now, I don't really care. I'm obviously big enough and he wasn't that big a person. And we sat in the den and we switched and everything else. And after he left, I'm saying, this is what I tell people not to do. Of course, who knew where he was?
Right.
And my wife even says, what'd you do that for? You know, because she was in the other room.
So
I should have called the company. It's so easy.
Right.
I should have called Cablevision and said, would you send a man to my house at 3 o'clock next week? I'd like to have a conversation. He rang the bell. He had a list. And it was legit. He had a list of everybody in the neighborhood who were in that time frame that their
service was being
Was up. So right. You were free to move. I mean, it's, you know, and that's a legit one. So, yes, and we actually wound up saving $50 a month. So it was a good one. But who determines the good ones versus the bad? Some lady let somebody in, because I've just told a story about how I saved $50. That's not a real person, though. That you shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done it. Bottom line, you should let nobody in your house unless you've made an appointment confirmed with your phone call.
And you know? I think the point, at least for Judy's aspect of things, is causes a lot of anxiety and could even be sleepless nights and
sure.
That tension. So in that respect, it's an important thing to be able to address and keep yourself calm.
Yes.
So that you stay in control.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a big concern because seniors are frightened with this attack. It's really an attack.
It is
on
an attack.
Them.
Good point.
And they get afraid and they don't stay calm. And the thing to do, I think, is to have a piece of paper by the phone that says, if someone calls, say, thank you very much for calling, because they want to be polite. Give me your information, and I'll call you back.
Very good.
To give you them time to see whether or not the person's going to hang up on them, because it's a scammer, or the person's going to give the phone number and the name of the agency, and you can call back. You have time to call the police. The police keep a list of the current scams. So you have a chance to call the police. You have a chance to take a deep breath, call a neighbor, call a relative, call a clergyman, and find out if this is going on in the neighborhood.
Right.
And to call the agency back and say, Mr. So-and-so called me. Is he with you? And if you get the information, then you know it may be legit, maybe. And if you don't get the information, you know it's a scammer.
Right, right.
A woman I work with was recently called and was told her grandson was in trouble mm-hmm. and needed money. And the woman was adept enough to say, which grandson? At which point, the person hung up.
Okay, okay.
Isn't that a great story?
Yeah, no, yeah. That one's going around. And it's only education. Like you're telling the story, people listening have to just be conscious of it because I've heard so many of them, unfortunately, because we do the program through the town. That, and in fact, Otto, who's another co-host, Otto's going to be here next week, sent me one the other day and said, did you ever see this one? I didn't. I mean, it's just, we'll bring it up next week, but it's just amazing the amount of time that these people, these scammers, are putting in.
Investing.
Yeah,
yes,
investing, as opposed to doing something good for
right.
society. And the one thing that you did touch on earlier, it's the generation
yes.
that is nice,
mm-hmm.
is respectful,
right.
doesn't want to be rude,
right.
and it respects authority because
yes.
they were conditioned. And to turn around and not question somebody that you think is a person in authority, they won't sleep at night.
That's right. That's right. And yeah. they'll worry what's going to happen to me mm-hmm. because I did that.
Right. Yeah. It's terrible.
And I don't know if you know this, but scammers share their information. they have lists of people who they've scammed and it's been successful, and they share this information.
Wow.
I was reading something by the FBI about scams, and I learned that there's like lists of people to call. Now, so someone who's scammed will be scammed again.
Are they in any way, and just clarify for me, connected with identity theft?
Yes. Oh, that's a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
People who want your Social Security number, mm-hmm. your bank statements, and because it's a financial issue, people are more concerned that if they don't comply, their finances are going to suffer.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's, and even a little bit earlier, talking with Cindy, you know, trying to get seniors to spend money to improve their life is tough enough. They are very concerned with the bank account, and they'll give the information out thinking it's going to benefit them,
exactly.
Unfortunately.
And some of these scams say, you've won a contest, mm-hmm. there's money for you, just give us a certain amount of money and we'll get you the prize. And seniors have to realize that if they didn't enter a contest, they haven't won the prize.
Right.
And if they haven't been involved in this through a reputable agency, it's a scam.
Yep. I got a call last week or the week before. It was on the voicemail when I got home. We had been selected from a prize we won of something we may not remember, but we probably participated within the last 24 months. Oh. So now if you're 85 years old, you're saying, I really can't remember what I had for breakfast. So, you know, within a year and a half, I may have put my name on something in the supermarket, in the Roseville Field or someplace. You'd call the person back.
Sure you would.
So, I mean, it was, what wording was so nice in the last 18 to 24 months, which could bring in almost anybody who hasn't signed something for a raffle or a lotto,
right.
or something.
Right.
Then you make the phone call.
Right.
And then they start the conversation. It's amazing.
Yes.
You know.
And unless you ask the questions in the phone call, you're not going to be safe.
Yeah, no. Well, actually, it's not even asking the questions. It's avoid the phone call.
Yes.
You know, and seniors aren't into technology. You see something coming up unknown, don't answer it.
Right.
They'll leave a message. If it's family, friend, something important, Ann's going to leave me a message, I'll call back Ann. Okay, hang up the phone. I'll call you right back. You just called Ann. Why do I need to get on the phone with somebody who's going to try, you know, to take advantage of me? Well, we're going to go into a break now. You've been listening to 88.1 FM WCWP, which is Senior Talk Radio. We'll be right back.